This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiya, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, March 13th. Shall we dive in?
Let's go ahead and dive in.
20% of the fish that we eat is mislabeled.
That's fishy.
1 in 5, believe it or not. There was a recent report that said that 21% of fish tested under the Seafood Import Monitoring Program had been mislabeled in grocery stores and restaurants.
Shame on them.
Sea bass and snapper were on number one and number two on the list. 55% of sea bass actually was not.
Half the sea bass isn't sea bass.
42% of snapper was not snapper.
When I was growing up in South Florida, I used to dive and sail and all that, and people would get manta rays and put them on a dock, and they'd get a galvanized pipe and punch out scallops. They would punch out the wing of it to make it look like scallops. They would sell them as
horrible.
Fake scallops. That's the first time I remember about fraud, but this is ridiculous here.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Yeah.
They say that the places most likely to mislabel seafood are restaurants and smaller markets. The mislabeling means that people are being misled as to buying vulnerable species when they're trying to get sustainable fish.
Well,
or more likely is that they're paying high top dollar for low quality species of fish.
Always know who your fish comes from.
Yeah, so
I feel like those percentages are high. It's not like it's 10% here or there. It's half or more.
It's
crazy.
It's very concerning, especially when you don't know. I'm always afraid of eating like shrimp from the Southeast Asia because of the water that's there. There's a lot of toxic water, and I don't want my fish swimming in that.
It's like moonshine.
Yeah.
You should always know who makes your moonshine. I've read.
Another alarming report we found out this morning is that when it comes to going to the doctor, women receive later diagnosis than men do on most conditions and diseases.
I mean, pretty serious stuff like cancer and diabetes.
Yeah, for cancer diagnosis, 2.5 years later than men. For diabetes, 4.5 years later than men. And then for ADHD being diagnosed as attention deficit, most females were diagnosed at around 20 years old, while men were diagnosed at around 14.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't, because it's very true. Men will wait to the absolute last second to go to a doctor.
Unless we have the flu, and then we're dying.
Yeah. Women, on the other hand, will go to the doctor more often, and maybe that's kind of the problem. The problem in this one here is that maybe, doctors are looking for it because it's not so blatantly right there. But what the report is hoping for is that doctors move away from the standard approaches to treating both genders and urges them to embrace a more of a personalized medicine that is different between men and women. We are different.
Mm-hmm. You know, Janie, it seems weird because I think women know their bodies better than men.
I think they pay more attention. That's one of the things we talked about, and I really feel like that's true. I mean, we notice all the little nuances a lot of times before men, and we definitely get a little, I think, maybe I'm stereotyping, but I think women tend to want to actually have it checked out too, as opposed to avoiding it. It's kind of like asking for directions when you're lost.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Women are like, let's face this head on and figure it out. And men are like, nah, we'll get to it,
But apparently women are getting, are seeing doctors, but it's just they're being misdiagnosed, which is very concerning.
That's crazy.
The thing that's been in the news lately, because I could not believe when I heard this story, and that's childhood vaccinations. There's a boy in Oregon that got tetanus.
Tetanus.
And because his parents didn't want to vaccinate him, he was in the hospital for weeks in agonizing pain, and $800,000 just in the medical bill, just in the, not including getting there and specialists and everything, but $800,000 was charged. And it makes you mad, because a $60 DTaP a vaccine would have taken care of that.
Yeah, so it's like that. The first vaccination you get is for like diphtheria and whooping cough and tetanus. It's three things you never even hear about them anymore.
And we also find out that, the state of Washington has declared a medical emergency because of a big measles outbreak.
Measles.
And these are all things that are really taken care of with vaccines. And it's not just so much children that need vaccines.
Right.
Us as adults, we need our boosters every once in a while. For instance, when's the last time you got a tetanus booster?
It's like, every 10 years for that, right?
You should get one every 10 years. That's why your doctor asks you for it. And if not, you should be asking them about when your last one was, getting the old Tdap, which would include immune booster for tetanus, as well as diphtheria and the whooping cough. And then according to the Centers for Disease Control, there's about 10 reported cases annually of tetanus. So there are, you know, it is out there.
Yeah.
Just make sure you get the booster. They say 1 in 3 people will develop shingles. That's the same virus that causes chickenpox.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you have chickenpox, you get the shingles virus, and right. It really.
I've noticed some adults who get that, and that's not fun.
There is a vaccine for it now.
Yeah.
There
is, if you can find it. Apparently, it's really kind of hard to get. But considering 1 in 3 people do have shingles, I can see why it's very, very popular. But they say, in particular, those 50 years and higher really should get the shingles vaccine of one of the two that are on there. The HPV vaccine protects against cancers. And 1 in 4 people are susceptible to that, so it's probably good to get a boost on that. Hepatitis A and B, if you're around situations that put you at risk of contracting Hep A or B, might want to get a booster on that. And then the pneumococcal vaccine prevents against infections like pneumonia, meningitis.
Pneumococcal. Which is just pneumonia.
That's not the flu shot, though. That's something different.
No, it's a pneumonia shot. I just had one. And
yeah. Okay.
I'll have to get another one, Part B, in a year, but then I'll be good to go.
They say those 65 and older and smokers are at the highest risk of developing any of these things that this vaccine works on. And finally, the flu shot is a vaccine. That one, of course, that's the one I always find people are turned off to. Oh, vaccines don't work. And I'm like, you don't understand how the flu works. They have to change it every year. And things morph because people don't take care of themselves and don't get vaccinated for you know. So I get the flu shot, and I got sick. But you know what? It wasn't as long as I've known the people that have been sick for months.
Yeah, when you get flu and it can morph into pneumonia, and a lot of people die from this, especially if you have immunity compromised.
Yeah, absolutely, Storm. It is 2019. Maybe you're looking to get a new car this year. Maybe not like a brand new one, but a newer car. Some good news is that there's been a lot of technological advancements that have played into convenience and safety, and they're affordable. This is from Consumer Reports. They say there are 3 safety things you really should look for when you're getting a new vehicle. The first one is the automatic emergency braking system. Just like it sounds, it will slam on the brakes for you in the event that you feel that the car feels it's going to be in an accident. There's another one called the forward collision warning, where it's kind of similar to that. If it feels that a collision is imminent, it will start slowing the car for you. And then the blind spot warning systems will actually alert you either with a visual or an audible sound if there is something in your blind spot. You were saying, Janie, you had that in a car you rented.
Yeah, I tell you what, the first time I use it, it's really distracting because at first I'm like, how is this supposed to help me not get an accident? It's blinking and it's distracting me. But I think once you get used to it and you familiarize yourself with it, it's so great because you're not having, you know, like a lot of times when you go to get over, at least old school, you literally turn over your left side and crane your neck to make sure that there's no one there.
Right.
And now you don't have to do that. It's really great.
My car's got that. It's those cars have pretty much radar all the way around it. It knows if a car's getting too close. And in my rear side view mirrors, a little logo will come up if a car is in my blind spot. It's helped me numerous times.
That's great, great stuff.
Good
testimonials on that. Here are some things they say are it would be nice to have, but it's not really necessary.
Right.
So they say
cappuccino machine,
not quite yet.
Deep fryer like Homer had in his car.
That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? They say automatic high beam dimmers, which will dim your high beams of an approaching car. I really wish that was mandatory in every car.
I remember Cadillacs from back when my dad drove them. Used to have that. That was like one of those high-tech features. It had a little electric eye in there, and it would tamp down your highlights if it found other headlights coming toward you.
Now, you know, all cars made after 2015 have to have a backup camera, a rear-view camera, and that's just half of it. If you can get the rear cross-traffic warning system, it works with your camera. If you're constantly looking at the camera, you're not looking around to see that maybe there's a stroller with a mom coming or another car. This thing will beep or visually give you an alarm saying, hey, something's about to come in your line of thought when you're backing up.
My car does it. I've been at the grocery store backing up, and rear camera is a kind of a wide-angle lens, and you'll hear a little beep, and somebody's coming up close to you.
Now, believe it or not, the newer cars, especially, here's the first thing, CD players, they're long gone.
What is a CD player?
I know,
Chris?
Right? New cars. The 10-disc changer that was in the trunk. It's like, what purpose does that serve? I have to pull over just to change a CD out.
Oh, my gosh, I completely forgot about that.
Right?
You're right,
It's the most inconvenient thing on the planet.
Well, now with the newer newer cars, they don't even have CD players, and a lot of stuff is kind of like your smartphone. It's a screen, which means there's no knobs anymore. And Consumer Reports says that that's kind of distracts you
get
when you're driving.
Knobs. Yeah, get the knobs.
So look for cars that still have the knob systems on it. That's probably the best thing. And these are kind of the luxury things that would be very nice, but not necessarily which you should have. And that comes with fast charging USB ports. That'll quickly charge your phone or your tablet or something like that.
And I have one of those in my car. I charge passengers to use it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you can monetize this.
Make a little cash. I need a quarter, pop it in.
I need $5. Come on, I'll charge your phone.
And these are things they say you really should avoid when you're getting a car, or at least consider skipping them. It would be vehicles with bigger wheels and low-profile tires.
That's a lousy ride, guys.
They look gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. They look gorgeous, but they ride horrible, and you're susceptible to more damage from potholes and curbs.
And they're expensive.
Yeah, very much so. They say also avoid the built-in navigation systems because generally they require additional fees to update the maps, and those rear seat entertainment systems you probably should skip anyways because
you got a tablet. You've already got a tablet.
You got a tablet. You got a phone, and let's face it, probably one wants to watch My Little Pony, and the other one wants to watch G.I. Joe or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a fight. This just makes sure they have their own little units.
Right.
So that
plus, I know this sounds super old school, but I didn't have TVs. Like, make them have to bring a book or something, you know? I don't know.
That was one thing that we talked about a while ago, which I thought was brilliant, is to have activities for the kids that don't involve the phone or anything. But every hour or every 30 minutes, give them a new activity.
Yeah.
Right.
It does a couple things. An activity and then also the anticipation of what the next activity is.
Also, I Spy with My Little Eye still works.
Right?
Okay?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Coke milk. Moo.
Now, this isn't on the market. This is just somebody who has taken Coca-Cola and put it in their milk.
It's kind of along the same lines of people that put peanuts in their RC Cola.
Well, that's just Southern right there, buddy.
Yeah, you know, this is something somebody has put together, and as strange as it sounds, there's a lot of people online that says it's actually very good. So you take equal part cow milk and soda, either Pepsi or Coke or whatever.
The University of Florida would have to be Pepsi because that's a Pepsi Cola.
That's it. Or at the Florida State, it'd have to be Coke because you're not allowed to have Gatorade on the sideline. Funny thing. But yeah, this is according to some people, they say it kind of tastes like a Coke float, which is vanilla ice cream and
sort of
Coke.
It was after it melts, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
So well, there's an excellent online poll. Have you tried it? Would you want to try it? Chime in. Tell us what you think about that.
I'm going to take that poll myself. I'm actually curious to see the results of the poll. Because, I don't know, just like milk itself just sounds gross. But the float thing is dead on.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you're right. People put ice cream with Coke,
but
so
then
what's
if
the difference?
You put rum in it, it'll curdle the milk. It just ruins it. Trust me.
A little Kahlua in there doesn't hurt either.
That rate, just pour in some cottage cheese.
I like where you're going with the Kahlua thing here.
So, you know, Elf on a Shelf apparently has a big family. Got a cousin called Peep on a Perch, which is... Think of the idea of Elf on a Shelf. Now translate that to Easter. That's exactly what Peep on a Perch does. Comes with a storybook meant to inspire good behavior in children and a plush toy to watch over your kids and serve a reminder to behave well. The more kids are conscious of good manners, helping around the house, and being kind to others, more of the Peep information is funneled to Easter Bunny. Ergo, Easter Bunny leaves better gifts.
So Peep's going to narc on you is what it is. You know what started all this, and I just realized it was Pumpkin on the Porch. That was the first thing. We have done this since I was young. Then became Elf on the Shelf. Then became Peep on a Perch. So thank you to Pumpkin on the Porch.
I've never heard of Pumpkin on the Porch.
You've never had a pumpkin on their porch?
No. I mean, yes, I have. But
well,
I
then
didn't know
you
it was...
have heard of it.
Okay.
That's all I'm talking about. Old school.
I think
pumpkin.
You're just making stuff up. Sure.
Of course I am. I'm on the radio.
By the way, Peep on the Porch, shocker, made by the people that bring you Peeps. So I'm assuming that Peep looks like a Peep. Cost you about $20 online or in stores, and there you go.
And they float.
They could be used in, if your vehicle is in a submerged situation, could be used as a flotation device.
If you're trying to teach your male children how to hit the bowl.
Hit the bowl?
Yeah, you float
he's got some fascination with putting
you
peeps
float
in
the
toilets.
Peep in there. I mean, this is, a lot of people will do that when they're trying to get the...
Really, a lot of people do that, Storm?
If I was a therapist, I would think that Storm had some sort of peep trauma as a child.
I know. It's crazy.
Yes, okay.
I mean, it's got me with visuals like crazy. I'm trying to imagine how this works.
We put one in the microwave one time, and I've never gotten over it.
Yeah, right? That's it.
I feel so guilty.
Don't do that, by the way.
I was going to say, I believe the general manager kind of let you know about it, because I believe we had to get a new microwave after it.
You can still kind of smell it if you...
Just a little bit. Just a little hint of it. Especially around Easter.
It smells like a combination of burnt and pee. The storm's been microwaving them and peeing on them.
Yeah, it was an R. Kelly thing.
We're going to end this now
because we're
going up the deep end here. It's, that's our recap for Wednesday, March 13th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and the radio.com app.
ABP.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.